Yesterday, we focused on data indicating that America's student debt crisis is overblown. Today, we look at data that suggest the opposite. Nowhere does the student debt issue in America appear to have as much impact as in the housing market. Homeownership among Americans under the age of 35 hit its lowest level on record earlier this year, just as indebtedness among college graduates attained a new high, according to the Wall Street Journal. College students who took out loans will graduate this year with an average of $33,000 in student debt, up 32% since 2007 in real terms. Debt among graduate students is also up sharply. The growing number of borrowers and indebtedness has pushed overall student debt to $1.2 trillion, almost double 2007, much of it at relatively high interest rates. It should come as no surprise, then, that young people are having a difficult time coming up with 20% down payments and lining up mortgages. The home ownership rate among those aged 35 has fallen to 36%, down from a high approaching 44% in 2004. Despite these data, there are economists who believe that rising student debt is not really the culprit, and that factors such as tighter lending standards and the prevalence of lower-wage job creation are more important. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.